Welcome back to the OU's Mishnei Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Edios. Today we will be learning the sixth and seventh Mishnayos, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav tells us, Chavesh shel zeisin megugalin, a barrel of pickled olives. Beis Shammai omrim eno tzarech lenakev. Beis Shammai say that you don't need to poke a hole in it. Ubeis Hillel omrim tzarech lenakev. And Beis Hillel say, yes, you do need to poke a hole in it. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about in order to make the olives susceptible to ritual impurity. So the rule is that a food is not susceptible to impurity until liquid has been placed on it. And it has to be placed on it with the owner's consent. So one would not normally want the liquid in this pickle process. And the question is that sufficient, or does he need to do something to demonstrate that he doesn't want the liquid? So Beis Shammai seem to feel that the liquid is not good for the pickling process. He doesn't want it. That's good enough. Beis Hillel say no. He needs to demonstrate that he doesn't want the liquid by poking a hole for the liquid to run out. Umodim, and they agree, Shem nikva usamu hashmarim, if he did poke a hole, but the dregs clogged it up, Shehi Tahora, then the produce, the olives in the barrel, are pure, because he demonstrated he didn't want the liquid, even though the liquid didn't run out effectively, is still subject to his intention. Hasach b'shemen tahor v'nitma, if somebody anoints himself with pure oil, and then he becomes impure, Yorod v'taval, so he goes and he immerses in a mikvah, Beis Shammai omrim afal pi shehu menatef tahor. Beis Shammai say, even though he's still dripping with oil, he is pure. Beis Hillel omrim, but Beis Hillel say, k'deisichas ever katan. You can only have as much oil as would be used to anoint one's little finger. So more than that, he would not be tahor, because he's still covered in impure oil. V'im hayashemin tameh mitchilaso, and if the oil was impure in the first place, Beis Shammai omrim k'deisichas ever katan. Then Beis Shammai say that the amount of oil is enough to anoint your little finger. Beis Hillel omrim mashke tofeach. And Beis Hillel say it has to be enough that it makes moist. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishum Beis Hillel, in the name of Beis Hillel, Tofeach umatpiach, that it has to be enough oil that if you touch something, it makes it moist, and that thing can then turn around and make something else moist. So that's a question of how much oil has to be remaining to prevent one from being purified in the case of oil that was impure when he anointed. Let's look in the Bartonura for these two situations. Megugalim, so we're talking about pickled olives. Kevushim b'melach, they are immersed in salt. K'dei l'metaken, in order to fix them up. Eno tzarech l'nakev, you don't need to pierce the barrel. Hechavis, the barrel. Ba'af al pi, shehamul hayotze mehen, tzaf al gaban, even though the moisture that exudes from them collects on them. Enu machshirin lekabel tuma. It does not prepare them to receive impurity. Delo nichale ba'oso mul hayotze, because the liquid that comes out is not good for the owner. It's against his desires. Va'anan be'inan mashka denichale, and halacha requires that only a liquid that's good for the produce that the owner would want is something that would prepare it for receiving impurity. Dichsiv, and we learn this from the Torah where it says, V'chi yitain mayim alzaro, when you put water on seed. Ksiv yitan, it's written as if it says yitan. V'karinan yutan, but it's read as if it says yutan. So one is the active, you put, and the other is the passive, it was put. Ma yitain denichale, af yutan denichale. Just like the active placing has to be something that's good for him, so too the passive placements must be good for him. So even if it just happens on its own, it only counts if it's something the owner would want. Tzarech l'nakev, you need to pierce the barrel. Lasos maise, legalos daite, delo nichale, ba'oso mul, shiye tzafal gabe hazesim. So he has to do something to reveal his intention that he doesn't want this liquid that's going to gather on his olives. And he has to show that he wants the liquid to run out by way of this hole that he's making in the barrel. And they agree that if he makes a hole and the dregs clog it up, because since he made the hole, he revealed his intention that he doesn't want this liquid. So therefore that liquid can no longer cause his olives to become susceptible to ritual impurity. Now, what if someone anoints with oil and becomes impure and then goes to immerse in a mikveh? So if he's still covered with enough oil, kidei sichas ever katan, to anoint his little finger. If there isn't more oil on his body than it would take to anoint one's little finger, tahor, then he is pure from this immersion. V'yoter mishur zeh, tamei. But if it's any more than this, he would be impure. B'shil ha-shemen ha-nitma b'hitamo v'nishar al-basro v'tameihu. Because the oil that he made impure, when he got impure, it's still on his body and it's causing him to remain impure. It's keeping him from this purification process. V'ashemesh al-basro lo tahar b'mikvah, and the oil that's on his body can't be made pure by being immersed in a mikvah. She'en l'cho mashka mekabel tahara b'mikvah ela mayim bilvad aydei hashaka. Because liquids cannot be purified in a mikveh except for water, which can be purified when the waters kiss, as it were, when two bodies of water touch. Beis Shammai omrim kedei sichas ever katan. And if the oil was already pure, then Beis Shammai say it's limited to the amount of oil that would anoint one's finger. Tahor, that would make him pure. Tfei mehachi tamei, but more than that, he would be impure. And Beis Hillel say it has to be enough to make moist. And Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Beis Hillel, it has to be enough to make moist and then that thing make moist. So Mashke Tofeach Umatpiach has to make moist and then make something else moist. Sheyesh Lichluseha Bekaf Ad Kishyagia Bekaf Acheres Yidbak Bo Lichluchis Gamhi Vein Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So it's sort of like if the oil, if you touch your hand, and then you use your hand to touch your other hand, then that hand could make something moist. So that's what we're talking about here, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the situation. Let's move on to Mishnah Zayin. Ha'isha miskadeshes bedinar ubeshava dinar. A woman can be married by giving her a dinar, which is a coin, or something that's worth a dinar. Kedivrei Beis Shammai. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. They say that it's a pruta, which is a different type of coin, a smaller denomination, or something that's worth a pruta. Now, actually here, Beis Hillel's value is smaller than that of Beis Shammai, and this entire chapter is areas in which Beis Shammai is more lenient, so it would sound here like they're more stringent. But actually, they're more lenient in that if there's an accusation of adultery or something like that, then if she was sanctified with the pruta and not with the dinar, she wouldn't be considered married. So it actually has a big aspect of leniency to it. V'kamehi pruta, how much is a pruta? Echad mishmona be'isar ha'ataliki, it's 1/8 of an Italian isar. So that's the denomination of the coin. Beis Shammai omri, Beis Shammai say, poter hu es ishto beget yashan. A man can divorce his wife using an old get. U'beis hillel osrin, but Beis Hillel do not allow this. Ezehu get yashan, what's an old get? Kolshen es yacharima achashe kasvala. Anyone who is alone together with his wife in order that they could be intimate. They don't have to be intimate necessarily, but they could be intimate after he wrote the get. So that's a get yashan. If you're alone together, if you're secluded with your wife after writing such a get, that's the difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether that get is any longer going to be effective. Hamagarish es ishto v'lona imo bepundaki. If someone divorces his wife, but then he stays overnight with her in an inn. Beis Shammai omrim eno tzricha mimena get sheni. Beis Shammai say she does not need to get a second get. Or Beis Hillel omrim tzricha mimena get sheni. But Beis Hillel say no, she needs another get, a new divorce all over again. Emosai, when this is the case, v'zmanshin is garsha min ha-nesuin. That's only when they're divorced from actual final stage of marriage, man and wife. Aval im nisgarshu min ha-erison. But if they are divorced from betrothal, so it's the first step of marriage, but they haven't yet lived together as man and wife, eino tzricha mimena get sheni, then she would not need a second get. Mimnesha ain't libo gaspa, because they're not familiar with each other yet. So man and wife who've lived together, it's not quite so daunting, and the idea of having one last fling is somewhat reasonable in their minds. But if they've never been together, then the idea that after he gives her a bill of divorce, they're going to have one last fling when they never had one first fling, that's not reasonable. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. The get yashan, an old get. Kidim Mefarsh V'Azul, as the Mishnah goes on to explain, Shekasav Lagarishes Ishto, he writes a bill of divorce to get rid of his wife. V'achash Nechtav HaGet Nisyachid Yema, and after writing the get, he's secluded with her, he's alone with her. Beis Shammai Savre, Beis Shammai believe, Lo amrinan gezeira shema yamru gita kodem lifna. We're not concerned that people will think that the get preceded her children. Im yisha es haget shana oshnatayim ben ksiva l'nasina, v'yula banim imenu besoch zman zeh. If he waits after writing this get a year or two, and then only gives it to her sometime later, and in the interim she had children, v'achakak yigreshena bo, and then he uses this document to divorce her, v'kshiru zman haget kodem l'lidas haben, yusvurim shenasan la v'shas ksiva, v'avipagam shiyamru min hapnuya nolad. Because the concern would be that people would look at the date on the get and assume that that's when it was given to her, and then they'd assume that the children were born out of wedlock, and such an assumption isn't good for them, and it's not too good for her either. Upsaka halacha, and the final halacha is, lo yigarish adam es ishto beget yashan, that a man may not divorce his wife using an old get, v'im girash v'halach labal l'medina acheres, but if he did divorce her with such a document, and then he left and went to another country, tinase bo lechatchila, then his wife is allowed to get remarried on the basis of this document, even lechatchila. Now let's say he gave her a get, v'lina imo bepundaki, and then they stay overnight together in an inn. There are witnesses there who can testify that they were alone, they were secluded together, but there's no one who can say for sure that they had an active marital intimacy or not. Beis Hillel savrei hein hein ede yichud hein hein ede bia. Beis Hillel feel that witnesses to intimacy and witnesses to seclusion are the same thing. Vein adam osa bi laso bi ilasnus, kishiyesh cholas bi yado li bal shalo l'shem znus. And he feels that if a person can have an impermissible marital act and a permissible marital act, then he would opt for it to be permissible. Vahari kidsha babia, so therefore we have to assume that they were secluded and they had a marital act, and it was with the intention of taking her again as his wife. Obe shamai savre, but be shamai feel, lo amrinan hein hein ede yichud hein hein ede bia. Ad shiyuro shenivla. They disagree. They say no. Witnesses to seclusion is not witnesses to intimacy. One would actually need witnesses that that happened, and in the absence of that, you cannot make such an assumption. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Ches and Tes.